can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's our last segment here. We're going to try to slip in a few phone calls, but before we do, it's our it's time for the Cox High Speed Website of the Week. Cox High Speed Internet Service in your home, you can enjoy the link that we have up today. And if you have AOL or DSL, you can certainly try, but it's just not going to be the same. This week's pick is AdventurePix.com.
Actually, it'll be exactly the same, just slower.
And smaller.
Right.
Yeah.
And choppier.
Right.
And not as fluid.
Other than that, it's exactly the
right.
same. It's a personal adventure portal where many videos from people who have traveled all around the world are posted. And it's a nice way to get great ideas for your next trip, and it's all done through videos. And of course, it's really irritating to wait 25 minutes on AOL to see a 30-second movie.
You got it in 25 minutes? Wow, that's fast.
Rusty wire. Yeah, those of us on high-speed internet, 15, 20 seconds? It's actually usable.
This high-speed internet thing may just take off. You never know.
It's got... if you want to check to see if the service is available in your area, of course, click on the link at our website, datadoctors.com/radio, and check to see if it is, in fact, in your neighborhood.
And if it is and you like it and you think, hey, I got to have this stuff, then you can sign up right there.
Listen, anybody that's ever started using a Cox high-speed internet cable modem, the difference is just so night and day. Just go talk to anybody that's had it.
We've only gotten probably 150 emails in the last 6 months that say, hey, I switched because you guys said it was great, and... Wow, you weren't lying.
In fact,
you might have been not saying enough. So
anyway, check it out if you get a chance. Bill, let's.
Bill in Scottsdale. We're going to try to burn through as many calls as we can. You're on the Computer Corner.
Bill?
Hello, Bill.
First one. Some of the people you there?
Yeah, here
we're
we
here
go.
Now.
Okay. Some of the people that I communicate with, I notice on their email address, their domain is prefaced with nospam.domainname.com. Do you know what that's about?
Probably they've got some kind of spam filter at their end, and so it's just filtering it through that no spam dot their domain name is a, my guess is some kind of prefix or what they call a subdomain that's doing some filtering stuff.
A proxy or something.
And then the second question has to do, we use a fax utility via our email application, and I'm just getting bombarded with spam faxes on that also.
Yep.
And the recommendations, because you know you can if you look at the bottom of the fax, it says call this number to have your fax number removed. But
right.
I got a range of 1,000 that I need removed.
Well, here's the deal: a fax, generally the actual fax itself is an image, so the text that's on that image is not readable by standard filters.
Okay.
So you can't say, okay, a fax comes over with whatever word on it, don't just kill it. So, I mean, you can't use a normal filter in email to get rid of a fax because it's generally a image.
Well, yet there's some new programs coming out that actually go through and do what they call OCR, optical character recognition, and they look for certain keywords that you can define, and the ability for you to be able to kind of eliminate spam faxes is actually on its way. So a couple different ways you can deal with that. Either wait for the future a little bit here, or a lot of times these spams come from a consistent number, these spam
right.
faxes you're talking about, and
right.
you can, depending on the piece of software you have, tell them to eliminate those faxes when they come in just based on the number they're coming from.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Sorry, I didn't mind waiting so long because I can multitask.
There you
I
go.
I appreciate your show.
Hey, thanks for chiming in, Bill.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. It's really cool to get faxes in your email or like voicemail in your email. And then the junk starts to come in, and now you're just adding to that whole interface. It's really cool.
Yeah, there's some ways to deal with that. And if you're at a company that's actively involved in those things, you might check with whoever's the IT manager or person in charge of that stuff, because they may have the ability to block some of that stuff for you.
How much time we got?
About 3 minutes.
Okay.
Enough time for Larry in Mesa.
Larry, if we don't get you in, hang on a second. You got line 5 still hung up there.
It's not here. We don't.
This is Larry. I'm here.
Hey, Larry, you there?
You bet.
Our system's all jacked up here. Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm having trouble sending emails. I repeatedly get a message back saying that domain isn't in my list of allowed recipient hosts.
Oh.
I use Microsoft Outlook.
It sounds like you got some kind of whitelist set up in your email.
Or did you change ISPs recently, or have you messed with any of the mail settings?
Well, not recently. We did go to a high-speed modem a while back,
Well, when did this problem start?
Actually, at the same time, my email address is actually goes through a web page that my son set up.
Yeah, my guess is that what something called the SMTP mail server you're trying to send through, basically it's there's two different kinds of mail servers, one that collects mail on your behalf that you receive through, and one that you send through. And the one you send through usually has to be in the same network as the people you connect through. And so probably what's happening is it's rejecting your ability to send because it's the wrong mail server. You need to send through the company that you connect with. If you have, for example, the Cox High-Speed Network, you need to send through their SMTP mail servers.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure who I would call to resolve this.
Well, no. If you go into your email program, click on Tools. Is this one of the Outlook programs you said?
Yes, Microsoft Outlook.
Yeah, click on Tools and then Accounts. And then open up the actual account that you're using. There should only be one.
There'll be a mail tab, so you can click to that. It'll help you kind of filter them down.
And then in the connection area...
in the servers area.
So, I'll give you the exact line that should be in there for SMTP.
Well, wait a second. Are you connecting through the Cox High-Speed Network?
No, Cable America.
Oh, well then,
we can't give you the exact name, but if you call Cable America, they'll tell you what should be in that box that reads SMTP or outgoing mail server.
Or you can look on their website. Their website's a little light on tech help, but you can try that as well.
Okay, so I just call Cable America then.
Yeah, you just need to have them verify that your configuration is correct.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, that is the reason, folks, that you can't have a different SMTP setting than your ISP is that's how people in Asia kind of bounce spam through these open connections. They are on a completely different system, and they go through, how do I explain
it? ISP is basically locked down so that only the members can send. This helps prevent more spam, because what happens if you don't do that is anybody can send, and it's hard to identify people, and so it's very easy to send spam out, and what they're trying to do is lock down so that only their members can send, so that they can kind of control a little bit better and help reduce spam.
Like he said, that's exactly what I meant.
And SMTP, since we threw it out, stands for Simple Mail Transport Protocol. We got to throw out what the acronym is. So.
Wow. You are just bringing it today.
Something like that. Today is actually over for us.
It isn't quite over. At 4 o'clock on Channel 9, Cox Channel 9, you can see our television show. It's Technophobia. We've got, we're talking about tracking software. We're talking about how multiple displays can be set up on your computer, homework help sites, staking your claim in cyberspace, and how to turn on wireless security on your wireless network.
In the meantime, stay tuned here for Paul Harvey up next, followed by the screening room with the lovely and talented Gail Bass, the digital dominatrix, Michael Dixon and Hollywood Dave, and for Ken Colburn, Mike Calda, Valdivia, and Brandon Disney, it's us reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it!